The generic drug came from Mutual Pharmaceutical Company, which is appealing to the high court. 3 years ago, a New Hampshire federal jury awarded Karen Bartlett of Plastow $21 million in damages, and an appeals court upheld the ruling. At issue is a rare and severe side effect of a drug related to ibuprofen. Back in 2004, Bartlett was prescribed a mild anti-inflammatory for shoulder pain. The pharmacy gave her the generic version, called Sulindac. Within weeks, more than 60% of her skin burned away. Her lungs and esophagus suffered heavy damage, and she lost most of her sight. Bartlett spent months in a burn unit, then in a medically induced coma. She can no longer work or do a number of simple tasks. Bartlett's reaction is a known, although rare, side effect. She argues under New Hampshire liability law that Sulindac is defective and should not be sold. Mutual Pharmaceutical says state law can't supersede the federal authority of the FDA. And, as a generic manufacturer, it doesn't have the power to change the drug's design anyway. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.